Welcome to the Love is the Answer podcast. Do you dream of the world being a better place? Do you wonder what you can do about it? Sweet! That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Let's change the world by transforming ourselves.
Love, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Greetings, beings of love. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been joining us in the Facebook group. I've been really enjoying the exchanges that we've been having on there, and I look forward to having more of you join us. You can find us by searching under groups for Love is the Answer. Every so often, I email my colleagues at work with either a funny video or an upbeat or moving song. The day after the shooting in Las Vegas, I emailed a video of Broadway singers performing What the World Needs Now. And I've been thinking about that song ever since. I was later sent an even better video from the intern that I'm currently supervising. I cry really easily from moving things, and I have to admit that I sobbed when the little girl goes to the door at the end of the hall. I'll include the link in the full description of this episode so you can check it out for yourselves. When you hear What the World Needs Now is Love, or you hear the name of my podcast, Love is the Answer, my guess is that many of you have one of these two reactions, which both get at the same challenge. One, what does that mean exactly? And two, how do I, or how do we, actually do that? I can't speak for others, but I can speak for myself. What I mean when I say love is the answer is the simple idea that if we could act primarily from a place of love in all that we do, the world would be a better place. Meaning, if love, rather than greed, directed our actions, we could end world hunger. If love, rather than fear, directed our actions, we could end prejudice and discrimination. If love, rather than anger, directed our actions, we could end violence and war. If love directed our actions, we could live in a peaceful and harmonious world. I'm not trying to preach this to you as though I'm someone who has it all figured out. I'm struggling with this too. I remember feeling so conflicted when President Obama made the announcement that Osama bin Laden was killed. There was a part of me that felt relieved and even a little pleased. And then other parts of me that felt sad and ashamed that I could take pleasure in the death of any human being. In that moment, I saw that the parts of Osama bin Laden who sought to plan and execute acts of terrorism were in me too. Those parts of him could find pleasure and satisfaction in the deaths of thousands on September 11th. Because he perceived Americans as the other, and therefore felt justified in murdering us as we felt justified in murdering him. Any of us that felt pleasure or joy in his death are connected to him, because we all have parts of ourselves that feel that it's okay to destroy that which we perceive as the other. We are so good at telling ourselves that we are different when our country engages in acts of violence towards others. Many of us perceive ourselves as morally justified in what our country is doing. Don't you think that they feel the same way? They are terrorists, but so are we. And I say we because we are complicit in the acts of our nation. If we are not taking action to tell our leaders in Congress and in the White House that we will not sanction our government's acts of violence, we are complicit. I am too. I'm saying this to you, but I haven't contacted my representative or senators to voice my opinion. I will now, because I won't be a hypocrite. And I'll include a link in the full description of the episode so that you can contact your congresspersons. I get that it's hard. It's very easy for all of us to get caught up in what's going on in our own lives, in our romantic relationships, or our kids, or how we're doing at work. And of course, it's even easier to get caught up in trying to plan our next vacation because we want to get away from all of those daily things, or to get lost in the entertainment and drama of our favorite TV shows. The lure of feeling pleasure in the present moment is so strong. It's one of the main reasons why the world is the way that it is. If we could sustain a broader perspective, it would be easier to make different choices. I know that's not easy. I know that it's really hard to stay conscious. And what helps is something really strong to motivate us. So I am speaking to all of you here, but for a moment, I'm more strongly speaking to those of you who already have children, because the love that you have for your children is one of the strongest forces that there is in the world. All of the choices that we make every day affect the future of this planet. I know. Who wants to deal with that kind of responsibility on a daily basis? But that's why I'm turning especially to the parents. Because you're already doing something like that every day in regard to your children. Or your grandchildren, for those of you who are grandparents. And if you're not, if right now you're saying, shit, I don't think about how my choices are shaping my child's beliefs about the world and the choices that they're going to make, then start there. That's a wonderful and powerful place to start. Being a conscious parent helps your child to have a chance of being a conscious adult. And that's a huge contribution. And if you're already doing that, or if you don't have children, there are still a lot of things that you can do. So one of the tricks, I think, to being loving is, again, to be able to be conscious. The more we act out of habit mindlessly, the more likely it is that we're going to act out of irritability or stress. I try to think about the times in my life when I find it the easiest to be patient and kind to people around me. Let's face it, we all have days when we're irritable and it feels like every person we encounter is some asshole who's trying to fuck up our day. I have those days too. And when I do, I try to figure out why. Because a week ago, or however long ago, I didn't care that people were walking around oblivious to their surroundings or whatever the minor thing is that's irritating me in that moment. I'll share what some of the usual suspects are for me, some of the things that make a big difference about whether or not I'm able to act from a place of love, compassion, and kindness, or from stress and irritability. Some of these things may apply to you too. It's likely that there's also going to be things that are unique to you that I don't mention at all. So make sure to pay attention and realize that it often takes time to identify these patterns. Be patient and persistent with the process. For those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while, this will be a review of some things that I've mentioned in different contexts. One area that helps me quite a bit to be able to act from a place of love and compassion is focusing on my basic health behaviors, making sure I get adequate sleep, that I'm eating good, nutritious food, and that I get a good amount of exercise. I notice such a huge difference in my emotional well-being when I'm exercising versus when I'm not. The second area is what I would call stress management behaviors. I make an effort to practice meditation regularly. And besides that, I make an effort to spend some time in silence. I notice that when I am most worked up and irritated, I tend to want to keep myself distracted to not face and deal with my emotions. If I make it a practice to have some time where I'm engaging in silence, like not listening to music, not having a podcast on, not having the TV going on in the background when I'm doing things, I create space for the things that are bothering me to come to my awareness. And as I said, being able to act from a place of love, kindness, and compassion comes from being able to be conscious. When we haven't dealt with our own emotional stuff, the last thing we want to do is be conscious. The more we get into a regular habit of dealing with the emotional stuff that comes up, the easier it is to remain in a place of conscious awareness. As an introvert, another thing that I need to manage stress is space from other people. I need time to be alone and disconnect, to feel rested and rejuvenated. Often it's especially helpful when that time is spent in nature. I am personally obsessed with trees, so walking through the forest brings me joy and peace. Another thing I need to do to manage my stress is to make sure that I say no when I have too many things on my plate, or when something I'm being asked to do doesn't really align with my values. If I can't find something about the activity that I'm going to value, even if it's just simply that I'm helping that individual who asked, then I'm going to be pretty annoyed and irritated about the fact that I'm doing that, and that makes sense. We're often going to start to feel resentful towards other people if we're doing things that we don't really want to do, but we have to take responsibility to recognize that we're the decision makers. If we say yes to things we don't really want to do and then we resent people afterwards, that's our own fault. So learning to say no to begin with can help prevent that. And then the third category for me is having some connection with other humans and playing. Now, the type of connection might vary depending on whether you're an introvert or extrovert or whatever it is that sort of works best for you. So as an introverted person, really deep, meaningful connections are the things that satisfy that need for me. But if you're more extroverted, you might find that talking to a larger number of people and, let's say, maybe mingling at a social event or party might be something that's more fulfilling for you. Just like we need to take time to rest, to manage stress, I think it's also really important that we take time to play. What I find is that when we don't take time to play on a regular basis, that's when we find ourselves living for our next vacation. We're trying to lose ourselves in the lives and stories that we see on television. Wouldn't it be much better to experience the play ourselves on a regular basis in our own lives? The tagline for loveistheanswer.1 is change the world by transforming yourself. Because I believe that we all need to take personal responsibility for what we're putting out in the world. When we are irritable, rude, and impatient with the people around us, we're contributing to the stress of those people and possibly increasing the likelihood that they too engage with others in that way. With each moment, we can contribute to the stress and tension that leads to violence and wars in our world, or we can contribute to the love and kindness that can lead to world peace. Whenever I thought about changing the world, I thought, who am I to change the world? I don't know that one person can do that. I have a quote from Steve Jobs on the wall of my kitchen that says, the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. Be crazy enough to realize that it's not crazy at all to think that you can change the world. You already are in small ways every single day. Imagine what you could do if you chose to be conscious about your actions each day, or at least more of the time than you are now. I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm still working on it. Here's another sign for the kitchen wall. What would your life be like if all of your actions were based in love? What would the world be like if everyone's actions were based in love? Don't you see how powerful you are? Every day you make choices that shape your experiences and the experiences of every person who you have contact with. You have the power to spread love and peace throughout the world. Nobody's expecting that you're perfect at it. Nobody's expecting that you won't lose conscious awareness and fall back into illusions and habits. What we are hoping for is this. When the moment arises when you become conscious again, be compassionate with yourself for losing sight and return to a place of loving awareness. The idea that a more peaceful and loving world is too big or too hard of a job is what stops so many of us from trying. We feel that we shouldn't bother because it feels impossible. Let it be simple. Focus on what you can control, which is yourself. And know that your love, patience, kindness, and compassion will be contagious. We have all seen how a regular person can make a cute or funny or heartwarming video that can become viral. So can love. So can love. How can you start taking action to create a loving and peaceful world today? You can start by noticing what it is that you need to be peaceful yourself. To you parents out there, remember that you must find a way to take time for yourselves. You are modeling for your children how they should be. If they see you sacrifice everything for them and are miserable yourself, they will learn that that is what a parent is supposed to do. Teach them that self-love and self-care are important and necessary parts of being a human being. You're not serving them well by being stressed out and miserable yourself. For all of us, when trying to figure out what we need to be peaceful, some of us may need to work with a therapist, get self-help books, talk with a spiritual advisor. Be willing to think outside of the box and make this a priority, if it's at all possible for you to do so. Some of us have some deep healing to do in order to be peaceful. It might take some time before you notice that you get more peaceful yourself. A lot of us are going to need to change several things before we notice our stress and irritability levels decrease. Find ways to stay motivated. Think about why these changes are of value to you. Is it because you want to create a better world for your kids to live in? Is it because you don't want to be miserable like your mom or your dad was? Is it because you like how good it feels when you act from peace and love? And find a way to keep these reasons in mind. Post a quote that reminds you on your desk, or your fridge, or your wall. Or maybe even change your phone's wallpaper or the wallpaper on your computer. Believe that you have the power to change the world. because you do. Thanks as always for your time and attention. Please email any questions that you may have or any feedback for me to Suzanne, which is Suzanne, at loveistheanswer.one. Wishing you and every human peace and love.